Chapter 9. Imagination. The imagination belongs to the general class of mental processes called the representative faculties, by which is meant the processes in which there are represented, or presented again, to consciousness impressions previously presented to it. As we have indicated elsewhere, the imagination is dependent upon memory for its materials, its records of previous impressions. But imagination is more than mere memory or recollection of these previously experienced and recorded impressions. There is, in addition to the representation and recollection, a process of arranging the recalled impressions into new forms and new combinations. The imagination not only gathers together the old impressions, but also creates new combinations and forms from the materials so gathered. Psychology gives us many hair-splitting definitions and distinctions between simple reproductive imagination and memory, but these distinctions are technical and as a rule perplexing to the average student. In truth, there is very little, if any, difference between simple reproductive imagination and memory, although when the imagination indulges in constructive activity, a new feature enters into the process which is absent in pure memory operations. In simple reproductive imagination, there is simply the formation of the mental image of some previous experience, the reproduction of a previous mental image. This differs very little from memory, except that the recalled image is clearer and stronger. In the same way, in ordinary memory, in a manifestation of recollection, there is often the same clear, strong mental image that is produced in reproductive imagination. The two mental processes blend into each other so closely that it is practically impossible to draw the line between them, in spite of the technical differences urged by the psychologists. Of course, the mere remembrance of a person who presents himself to one is nearer to pure memory than to imagination, for the process is that of recognition. But the memory, or remembrance, of the same person when he is absent from sight, is practically that of reproductive imagination. Memory, in its stage of recognition, exists in the child mind before reproductive imagination is manifested. The latter, therefore,